all public charities, and that's what the Clinton started out as being. It started out being simply a library and archive based in Little Rock, and that was its sole tax-exempt purpose. All public charities whose revenues exceed a certain number, it depends state by state, have to provide each year an independent certified set of financial statements that is called a professional audit. The Clinton Foundation, since inception on October 23, 1997, has tendered into the public domain documents that purport to be audits, but they're not audits. They're not compliant with the actual tough regulations that exist in places like your state, California, my state, New York, and around the world. And when you start pulling beneath the surface and looking at the actual financial statements and cross-checking them, these financial statements can readily be cross-checked. There shouldn't be discrepancies. They can be cross-checked for the foundation alone, and they can be cross-checked for their disclosures against the disclosures of charities that say they gave amounts to the Clinton Foundation. For the last 15 months, I've been doing that type of painstaking work, and the discrepancies in the numbers that we see run in the many hundreds of millions of dollars.
Okay, well, let me ask you this first before we even get into the nitty-gritty of the independent audits and what laws they might be breaking there. How do you know? You say you've been analyzing this for 15 months. What kind of access to records do you have, and what records are you looking at to determine this?
All right, well, that's a good question. So the starting place for the Clinton Foundation, for the people who don't know better, is to look at their own website. And there they put up information, financial reports that go back to 1998, but audits that start in 2004. So in the beginning, there's a bunch of missing information. The versions that they put up on their website are very different, materially different, from the versions that you can find by looking in the states where they have operated inside the United States and outside the United States in online databases that are freely accessible. The second thing you can cross-check are press releases issued by the Clinton Foundation and others at the time that these major donations and grants are made. The third thing you can check, which I've checked, are after-action audit reports. The big governments that give money away have had troubles. So, for example, the government of Norway, the government of Australia, the government of Canada, the government of Ireland, the government of the UK. Each of these organizations and multilateral organizations will do special reports on a country, the progress in a country, and they contain extensive reports that don't foot. But the biggest place to start is with the largest donor. And the largest donor to the Clinton Foundation is a name very few people know. It's called Unitaid. Out of the $2 billion in declared contributions, which may or may not, and most likely are not the total amount of money sent towards the Clinton Foundation, of that $2 billion, $600 million came from one organization based in Switzerland.
All right, so this lack of independent audits then that the Clinton Foundation almost fudged to make it look like they did conduct, if they didn't conduct them as you found, what laws does this violate? Does that violate local law, state law, federal law, charity law? What does that violate?
All right, the principal law that it violates is charity fraud solicitation law. This is a charity that, while we're on this broadcast, is raising money over the internet. It may be using the phones to do it. It may be using the mails. And it's doing this broadly to the public. So when you engage in that type of behavior, your forms, all your filings have to be true and accurate. There's special laws that apply to charities. Charities may not engage in, quote, any illegal activity. So all these forms have to be accurate. They are not accurate. They are raising money. And worse, they are engaged in disaster relief. After the various disasters, 9/11, Katrina, and the frauds that happen, Americans and others are very generous people. We see a disaster, money flows towards a charity. After disasters were exposed starting in 2001, the federal government tightened the sentencing guidelines, the FBI did, for disaster relief charity fraud. And these people are engaged in disaster relief charity fraud. So the penalties for that, and mind you, it's not like Peter Schweitzer's book. You don't have to prove quid pro quo. All you have to show is they are soliciting, which they admit, and that their forms and filings are materially false and misleading, which I believe they are.